Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for being with us this day and forever and ever. And I thank you, Lord, for your grace, your divine influence upon our hearts this morning, Lord, just to give us peace and keep us in your presence, in the light that you are in the light. And so we enjoy your life, life that is in the blood. And we are lights in the darkness to help others. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. It's Galatians 1 from verses 1 to 5. I ask you please to read it for yourself. That we can just see here, and that it's from Paul. And Paul's an apostle, and apostleship doesn't come easy. He's had a walk. He's been knocked off his horse. First of all, he's met the Lord. That's important. If you haven't met the Lord, you're still dead in your sins, because you are blind. You don't know the truth, and therefore you can just be sin conscious. But if you met the Lord, he takes you on a journey and a path, from baby to young man to pastor, prophet, teacher, evangelist, apostle. So, and dear Paul encourages us, you know, grace and peace is being given to us. So you see, grace is a divine influence. So that's on God's heart, that is being communicated to your heart, and it brings peace. If there's no peace and it's turmoil, then you haven't got grace. And that's why we draw close to the Lord morning by morning, because he awakens us and he refreshes us so we can refresh others. And it's from God, this grace and peace is from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present age according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. So it's so wonderful. Sin is a done deal. It's been dealt with 2,000 years. Why? 2,000 years ago. Why? So that we can partake of the divine influence in God's heart, the plan and the purpose that he's got for us. Sin has been taken away so that we can walk in tune with God. I love the same picture you see in the last couple of verses in John, where the beloved Apostle John writes, the whole world is in the grip of the evil one. But the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. So our lives are now hid with Christ in God. And so whenever Christ appears, the anointing appears, the grace appears, we appear with him in glory. So it's a walk together with the family of God in the leadings of the Holy Spirit, from glory to glory, that gives glory to the Father and brings the splendor of God on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.